puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And now it's time for Abandoned Manitoba, where we check in with Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Keisha.
Now, what are we going to be discussing this week?
Well, inevitably, when you talk about abandonment like we do, it's inevitable that the status of things changes with time. So this week, we have several updates to share. Some of them are good, some of them, well, not so good. What do you want to start with first, Keisha, the good or the bad?
Two sides of a coin. Which one should I choose? Let's just get the bad out of the way.
Okay, good way to do it. Way back in November of 2017, we talked about an abandoned water tower in St. Boniface that is, I'm happy to report, still standing. However, it led to a more general discussion of water towers around Manitoba. They used to be a common method to store water for local homes. But now, with new pump technology, they're mostly no longer needed. In 2017, when I was doing research for this episode on water towers, I did an informal survey and found 20 communities with them, only a quarter of which were still in use. One of the places where, at that time, a tower was soon to be mothballed was Winkler. I'm sad to report that since then, Winkler disassembled its noteworthy landmark. That happened back in November of 2021.
Oh, that is some bad news. And also, I realize faithful listeners will know about your fixation with grain elevators. A few weeks ago, you told us about the one in Elva that was destroyed by fire. Have any other ones been lost?
Yes, unfortunately, about 4 weeks ago, the grain elevator at Tyndall, Manitoba was demolished. It wasn't one of the older elevators in Manitoba, I have to say. This one was built in 1948, but it was unique, I think, because it was so intact. Unlike other elevators of its age that had been upgraded through the years, the elevator at Tyndall still had its original equipment inside, even the original desk used by its agent. Now, this particular example is sad because there was an initiative to move the elevator to a museum at Beauséjour. Unfortunately, local interest was just not sufficient. And instead, the land and the elevator were sold to a developer and the elevator was leveled to make way for new homes. One positive outcome for this story, though, is that the agent's desk from the elevator in Tyndall, along with a few other parts, were salvaged, and they've been donated to the Manitoba Agricultural Museum for display in its grain elevator. So some part of that elevator at Tyndall will live on.
Well, that's a little bit of good news. Now, one thing I'm wondering about is legions. I know a lot of them are dying out throughout the city. I don't know about the province. So can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Right. Well, you're exactly right. Legions are in trouble these days. Back in October of 2018, the topic of our conversation was the Royal Canadian Legion building at Hodson, Manitoba. But of course, it's not the only one. As you mentioned, there are legions all over the place that are at risk of closure due to declining membership. Fortunately, as far as I know, the Legion at Hodson, the building at least, is still standing. On the other hand, the Fort Garry Legion on Pembina Highway closed in the early days of the pandemic, and its building was demolished a few weeks ago. I know I drove by and I saw the big hole where the building had been. The Legion itself, though, is not gone. I want to make that clear. Its members have moved to another building farther north on Pembina Highway, and I do wish them the best of luck in trying times. Meanwhile, in late March, the Legion on Selkirk Avenue closed permanently. And say, it's just another example of the declining numbers of legions around Manitoba.
I'm also wondering about, you know, telephone exchanges now that technology is changing so much.
Indeed. 2 years ago, in May of 2020, we talked about buildings in various neighborhoods around Winnipeg, as well as in towns around Manitoba, where circuitry needed for local telephone service was housed. Another of my fixations is to see how many of these telephone exchange buildings are still standing. And so far, the tally stands at 24. Unfortunately, back in February, a nice old phone exchange building on Ness Avenue here in Winnipeg was demolished. It had been built in 1916. Because they were getting growing numbers of people getting telephones, the building was expanded in 1925. It was later used by Manitoba Hydro as a utility service building. I happened to drive by it a few months ago, and I saw that it was coming down. What I discovered, though, when I saw the big pile of rubble, was that it had been made from bricks from the former Leary Brickworks at Roselle. We've talked about that brickworks. It's just a magnificent old brickworks, no longer in operation. And in fact, for us brick nerds, these are rare bricks, ones made at Leary. So I have to admit, I sneaked into the demolition site and I grabbed a few bricks. I donated them to my friend Shane Campbell for his exhibit on Manitoba brickmaking at the museum at Argyle,
oh, north of Winnipeg. Donated them. Yeah, it sounds more like you were getting rid of the evidence, Gordon. Now, let's switch directions like a thief in the night he is, and let's talk about some of the good things.
Well, in the past few months, I have met a young man named Jordan Makachuk, who is an excellent detective when it comes to finding old historic buildings around Manitoba, especially ones that have been horribly transformed by renovations through the years. Jordan found a telephone exchange building at the Paw that had been built in 1928. I thought it had been demolished. I could find no sign of it, mainly because, well, it had been renovated so much that only the east wall of the original building was still visible. It was still all there, but it was just kind of buried in a newer building. Back in April of 2020, I talked about the arrival in Manitoba of the Safeway grocery chain and the construction of small Safeway stores in neighborhoods around Winnipeg and in towns elsewhere around the province. And until recently, we thought we had found all of them, but Jordan, bless his soul, doggedly found two more in Portage-la-Prairie and Deloraine, and that brings the total to 30 old Safeways.
Oh, great job, Jordan. One thing I think that Manitoba does really well is restaurants. So I want you to give me some good news about restaurants, Gordon.
Well, back in December of 2018, our subject of conversation was the Medicine Rock Cafe. It was an attractive log building at St. Francis Xavier. Opened in 1991 as an upscale restaurant, it wasn't sort of a simple cafe at all. Unfortunately, it never really attracted the volume of business that it needed to be viable. It kind of limped along until 2005. It reopened briefly in 2007 and has basically sat empty ever since. 3 months ago, the building was picked up off its foundation and it was moved about 40 kilometers to become a 6-bedroom private home.
Very cool. Can you tell me a little bit more about schools?
Right. Of course, we do talk about various schools around Manitoba, and particularly ones that have been abandoned. Well, a promising development is taking place at Roblin, Manitoba. Way back in July of 2016, we discussed the St. Vladimir's College, which was a private Catholic high school for boys that opened way back in 1941. Unfortunately, changing times, the last graduating class was in 2002, and the buildings were sold in 2007 to an entrepreneur who, to be honest, he did have a grand vision of using the facility as an English language school. Well, those plans never came to fruition, and the building has sat empty for the past 20 years. In 2019, I was able to see inside the building, and I saw substantial water infiltration due to leaking roofs. Fortunately, my friend Ken Jakeman at Roblin tells me that someone is repairing the roof to prevent leaks. Although, you know, the future use of the building is still, as far as I've heard, kind of unclear.
How about you give us one last update?
Okay. Well, back just in last December, I talked about a special class of agricultural elevators. Well, of course, we've already mentioned one elevator that came down. These elevators, though, are not intended for storing grain, but for storing fertilizer that, you know, farmers need to produce high-yielding crops. We talked about the fertilizer industry in Canada and how it developed, especially in the 1960s. Many towns around Manitoba had an elevator belonging to a company called Cominco, where they sold its trademark Elephant brand of fertilizer. The elevators had a distinctive green metal cladding and a corporate logo featuring the head of an elephant. Now, when I talked about this subject 6 months ago, I said that the last remaining Elephant brand fertilizer elevator stood at Hamiota. Unfortunately, I've been proven wrong. Listener George James contacted me to say that another one is still standing at Carmen. And unlike the one at Hamiota, it's still being used for storing fertilizer. So we end this updates episode of Abandoned Manitoba on a positive note. And I do refer listeners who may want to keep abreast of developments as they occur to the Manitoba Historical Society website and social media, where when we find up some important news we want to share, we post it immediately.
Absolutely. And really happy that that listener, George James, got in touch. We love when the listeners stay in touch with us and keep us updated. So thanks for that. Now, can you also give us a hint about next week's episode?
Well, the National Trust for Canada draws awareness to our nation's built heritage through its annual Canada Historic Places Days. In recognition of this event, for each of the last 3 years, my organization, the Manitoba Historical Society, has released a top 10 list of the most endangered historic structures around our province. Well, listeners next week will be the first to hear our 2022 list of endangered structures.
Oh, VIP access. Love it. Thank you so much, Gordon.
We'll talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.